I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C from Classical 91.1 and Nashville Public Radio. We're happy to welcome back the Belmont University Guitar Ensemble and their director, Robert Thompson, for a program today, duets and quartets. Lots of young, enthusiastic guitar players. We're going to just launch right into a piece of music, and we'll talk later, Robert. This is Valse by Alfonso Montes, Emma Pettijohn, and Cameron Welke, the guitarists. Waltz, a little waltz by the Venezuelan composer Alfonso Montes, played live in Studio C by Emma Pettijohn and Cameron Welke, members of the Belmont University Guitar Ensemble, who are here today with their director, Robert Thompson. Thanks for bringing these bright young kids back for more music for guitars, Robert.
Thank you. Thank you for having us today, Will. And yeah, it's a wonderful program, and we're playing a lot of music from Latin America today, and we'll also be playing some Debussy a little bit later, as well as an American composer, Andrew York. The next group is actually going to play another piece by Alfonso Montes, a piece called Milonga del Sur, which translates Milonga of the South.
And here are Aaron Mukula and Caitlin Preboy.
Thank you.
Milonga del Sur by Alfonso Montes, Venezuelan composer, played live in Studio C by guitarist Aaron Mukula and Caitlin Preboy. Robert Thompson is their director, and there'll be times during this program today when the kids will be moving back and forth and maybe changing the tuning of the guitars as well. So, Robert, let's take another moment to chat a bit about the program if you have anything else to share about it.
Sure. Well, unbelievably, this is the 20th year I've been directing the Guitar Ensemble program at Belmont, and I just want to say a shout out to the director of the program is Mr. John Pell, and we also have some wonderful guitar faculty that assist in private lessons, helping the students learn some of their individual parts. This class meets twice a week, and we meet for about 3 hours a week, and we tried to recruit the best students that we could this semester to come down and play for us. So.
Well, we're liking what we're hearing so far.
Thank you.
Emma Pettijohn and Cameron Welke are back, this time with a version of Claude Debussy's Clair de Lune. Thank you. An arrangement for two guitars of Claude Debussy's Clair de Lune, probably his signature piece, probably the best known composition by Claude Debussy. That was an arrangement by Sergio Assad, great Brazilian guitarist. Members of the Belmont University Guitar Ensemble, Emma Pettyjohn and Cameron Welke, played that Debussy for us on Classical 91's Live in Studio C. Robert Thompson is here. He's a very fine guitarist as well, of course, and director of the Belmont University Guitar Ensemble. I think from here on out we have quartets. Is that right, Robert?
That's correct, yes. The first three groups today were all duets, and we're going to move into the quartet region of the program. And we'll start with a piece by Jaime Zinwon. And this is a piece called Contrast, and it's for four guitars. And I think you'll see the piece kind of lives up to its name and title.
Well, the gentlemen are ready. And they are Adam Gallegos, Ryan Jensen, Mitchell Curley, and Christopher Renzema. That's music of the Bolivian composer Jaime Zinnemann, a piece called Contrasts, played by members of the Belmont University Guitar Ensemble. And we heard Adam Gallegos, Ryan Jensen, Mitchell Curley, and Christopher Renzema, live in Studio C from Classical 91.1. There's a lot of traveling going on today in this program.
Yes.
Back and forth. We've got 11 players in all from the Belmont University Guitar Ensemble. Their director, Robert Thompson, is here. I bet it's fun to work with these young people.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. My career as a player started, as I look back, playing duets and playing in ensembles myself. So it's kind of nice to see the other end of that, you know, in a cycle. And I think chamber music is always a really wonderful way to develop someone's musical talents and the gifts. More often than not, we play with other musicians, more so than soloists in some cases. Mm-hmm. So
that's good for the ear. To be able to play and listen at the same time.
Exactly.
It's really essential. Well, thanks again for bringing everybody today.
Thank you.
Up next is, music of Gismonti?
Yes. Yes, the next piece is A Fala da Paixão, and the translation loosely is The Passionate One, or With the Passion, if you will. And Gismonti, wonderful guitarist, composer, and also excellent pianist, kind of straddles two worlds of folk music from Brazil and also jazz and classical.
Well, here are Emma Pettijohn, John Rose, Johnny Varikin, and Cameron Welke with music of Egberto Gismonti. Thank you. That's music of Egberto Gismonti, as arranged by the great Cuban guitarist Leo Brower. That's called A Fala de Pachao. Emma Pettyjohn, John Rose, Johnny Verrican, and Cameron Welke, members of the Belmont University Guitar Ensemble, live in Studio C from Classical 91.1. Robert Thompson is their director. Well, it's always great to hear young people play guitars.
Always.
Of course it is. My goodness.
The next piece we're going to perform for you is actually from the American composer Andrew York, and the piece is entitled Pacific Coast Highway, and he does his best to depict the very different and rough terrain of that highway that runs along the Pacific Coast and all the different winds and turns along the way. So,
well, let's see. We have Jesse Peck joining the ensemble. Emma Pettyjohn, Jesse Peck, Cameron Welke, and Johnny Verrican playing Pacific Coast Highway by Andrew York.
Thank you.
That's a composition by Andrew York, who knew a thing or two about playing in guitar ensembles and writing for a guitar ensemble, being a longtime member of the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet. That was a piece called Pacific Coast Highway, played live in Studio C by Emma Pettyjohn, Jesse Peck, Cameron Welke, and Johnny Barikin, who were members of the Belmont University Guitar Ensemble. Robert Thompson is our director. Thanks for bringing the kids today, all 11 of them. Let me go through the names again,
sure,
just for good measure. Mitchell Curley, Adam Gallegos, Ryan Jensen, Aaron Muckala, Jesse Peck, Emma Pettyjohn, Caitlin Preboy, Christopher Renzema, John Rose, Johnny Barikin, and Cameron Welke. So thanks to everyone for this fine program today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us again, Will. And it's a real blessing to work with these students. And great job, guys.
Very well done. I'm Will Griffin. Live in Studio C is heard Tuesdays at 12:06 p.m. and rebroadcast on Thursdays at 6:06 p.m. on Classical 91.1. Up next week, as it happens rarely, the studio is not available for a live program, so we'll be having excerpts from past programs, live in Studio C programs, next week. Thanks for being with us.